This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Bishop Hill is off the beaten path. It's nestled among the farm fields of western Illinois and takes a little effort to get to. That has not stopped the small community from working to preserve its Swedish heritage and maintain its status as a tourist destination for day trippers. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer reports.
The band Hammer and Pick is entertaining visitors at Bishop Hill. They're performing in the Steeple Building, which is in the center of town. It's a large three-story cream-colored building complete with a clock tower on top. It was originally built to serve as a hotel and administrative building. Today, it's a museum. Tonda Decker leads the Bishop Hill Heritage Association and has an office inside the Steeple Building. He says about 90% of the building is original, with the exception of the asphalt shingles on the roof and the electricity.
I come in here, and I'm walking the same floors that people did over 150 years ago. I go up to the second floor, and we have this exhibit with tools. You know, these are the tools they use to make these buildings, or these are the tools that they use to make the furniture that is scattered around in this museum and other museums. It fills me with awe that I'm experiencing, or I'm seeing, or I'm touching stuff that was built by people so long ago and still with us today.
Bishop Hill is about 25 miles northeast of Galesburg. It was founded in 1846 by a group of Swedish immigrants who had followed their leader, Erik Jansson, to the wilderness of western Illinois in search of religious freedom and opportunity. At its height, the town's population grew to be nearly 1,000 people. The community was dissolved in 1861 following Jansson's death and a series of bad investments by community leaders. Decker says today there are 18 pre-Civil War colony buildings still in use at Bishop Hill and in their original location. Some of them are residential homes for the about 120 people who still live on site, but many of the other historic buildings have been renovated and repurposed into little shops and eateries featuring local favorites, including homemade Swedish rye bread and Swedish meatballs. Bishop Hill also has 7 museums, which is more museums per capita than any other town in Illinois. The community markets itself as a tourist attraction, bringing in between 80 and 100,000 visitors from around the world annually.
There's a lot of great festivals around here, and they're all special, unique in their own way. And our uniqueness is our history, because we not only value our Swedish roots, but our rural roots. So you're not just stepping back into Swedish traditions, you're also getting a taste of what it was like in the 1800s.
The popular Festival of Lights in December offers visitors a glimpse into what a Swedish Christmas looked like in the 19th century. On that night, there are candles in every window throughout the village and wreaths on many doors. In honor of Swedish tradition, many children around town dress up as Lucia girls and star boys.
Welcome to come happy St. Lucia.
St. Lucia, I invite you to have a cookie.
3 children welcome guests at the Creative Commons, which is the newest business in Bishop Hill. The Commons is an artist cooperative, classroom space, and concert hall. Many of the artisans selling their crafts at Bishop Hill still practice the same skills the pioneers did, such as broom making, pottery, wood carving, and rug making. In a neighboring boutique, Greta, who is 8, is also dressed up as a Lucia girl.
A white dress with a red ribbon tied around it and a candle crown.
Do you know what the Lucia girl history is at all? About what she used to do?
She would come around with a candle crown and she would give out cookies and breads to people.
According to Swedish mythology, St. Lucia gave food to the hungry during a time of famine. Her celebration eventually became known as the Festival of Lights. But it's not just the Swedish festivals that bring visitors to town. The Bishop Hill Museum, which is located on the south side of town, houses the largest collection of works by Olof Krans, who is a famous Swedish-American folk artist. Brian Engelbrecht is the assistant site superintendent at Bishop Hill. He says Olof Krans immigrated to America when he was 12 and grew up in Bishop Hill. He later became a house painter in Galva. He painted many scenes about the community from memory and completed portraits of many of the colonists from photographs. Engelbrecht says Krans's work provides a glimpse of what life was like at Bishop Hill.
This is actually considered the best visually documented of the different utopian communities that existed in American history. And so thanks to Olaf Kron's work, we know pretty much exactly what the town looked like back in this time period. We know what many of the residents look like, and we have a great insight into the general day-to-day life of the colony.
One of Kron's largest works is titled Bishop Hill in 1855. It's an oil painting that depicts a theater curtain that is being pulled back to unveil an aerial view of town. Many of the prominent buildings included in the portrait still stand in Bishop Hill today. Bishop Hill is a National Historic Landmark and a State Historic Site. Todd DeDecker with the Bishop Hill Heritage Association says the community is still renowned in the home country of Sweden, and students learn about it in school.
People from Sweden, when they vacation in the Midwest, they tell us this is one of the must-see spots. They have to see Andersonville, Chicago, Minneapolis, and Bishop Hill.
DeDecker says that nearly a quarter of Sweden's population immigrated in the 19th century, and many of them came to the United States.
One of the reasons was the success of Bishop Hill. They heard about this large group of Swedes coming over here and, you know, experiencing some success, and they thought, well, you know, if they could do it, we can do it.
DeDecker says many local organizations have been raising money to invest more in restoration efforts over the last few years. He says they're working to ensure that Bishop Hill's legacy continues on well into the future. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.